नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 3, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna. And I believe we're on text 9 and 10. So I'll just read 9. We can all read 9 together and then we'll move on to 10. Tam Adhutam Balakam Ambujekshanam Chaturbhujam Shanka Gadadi Udayudham Shrivatsa Lakshman Gala Shobhi Kaustuvam Pitambaran Sandra Payoda Sobhagam. Tamadbhutam balakam ambujekshanam. Tamadbhutam balakam ambujekshanam. Chaturbhujam shanka gada judayudham. Chaturbhujam shanka gada judayudham. Shrivatsa Lakshman Gala Shobhikaustubam. Shrivatsa Lakshman Gala Shobhikaustubam. Pitambaram Sandra Payura Saubhagam. Pitambaram Sandra Payura Saubhagam. Tamadbhutam balakam ambujekshanam. Chaturbhujam sanka gadadyudayudham. Shrivatsa lakshmangala shobhikaustubam. Pitambaram sandra payura saubhagam. Madhutam balakam ambujekshanam. Shivatsavakshangala shubhikaustubam. Itambaram sandra payura saubhagam. Madhutam bhavakam ambujekshanam. Chaturbhujam shanka gadadyudayudham. Ladies, Jam Shanka Garajudayudham. Tamabhutam balakam ambujekshanam. Text number 10. Maharhavai Durya Kirita Kundala Tvisha Parishvakta Sahasra Kuntalam Udhama Kanchangada Kankanadibhir Virochamanam Vasudeva Ikshata. Please repeat. Tam, that. Adbhutam, wonderful. Balakam, child. Ambuja Iksharanam, with eyes resembling lotuses. Chatubhujam, with four hands. Shankagada Adi, bearing a conch shell, club, disc, and lotus in those four hands. Udayudam, different weapons. Shivatsa Lakshman, decorated with a particular type of hair called Shrivatsa, which is visible only on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Galasho Bhikaustubam, on his neck with the Kastuba gem, which is particularly available in Vaikuntha Loka. Pita Ambaram, his garments were yellow. Sandra Payoda Sobagam, very beautiful, being present with the hue of blackish clouds. Maha Arhavai Durya Kirita Kundala, of his helmet of blackish clouds. I'm sorry. Did I read that right? No. Of his helmet and earrings, which were studded with very valuable Vaidurya gems. Tvisha, by the beauty. Parishvakta Sahasra Kuntalam, brilliantly illuminated by scattered, fully grown hair. Udama Kanchi Angada Kankan Adibhi, with a brilliant belt on his waist, armbands on his arms, bracelets on his wrists, etc. Birochamanam, very beautifully decorated. Vasudeva, the father of Krishna. Aikshata, saw. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vasudeva then saw the newborn child, who had very wonderful lotus-like eyes, and who bore on his four hands the four weapons, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, and Padma. On his chest was the mark of Shrivatsa, and on his neck the brilliant Kastuba gem. Dressed in yellow, his body blackish like a dense cloud, his scattered hair fully grown, and his helmet and earrings sparkling uncommonly with the valuable gem Vaidurya, the child, decorated with a brilliant belt, armlets, bangles, and other ornaments, appeared very wonderful. Please repeat. Vasudeva then saw the newborn child, who had very wonderful lotus-like eyes, and who bore in his four hands the four weapons, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, and Padma. On his chest was the mark of Shrivatsa, and on his neck the brilliant Kastuba gem. Dressed in yellow, his body blackish like a dense cloud, his scattered hair fully grown, and his helmet and earrings sparkling uncommonly with the valuable gem Vaidurya. The child decorated with a brilliant belt, armlets, bangles, and other ornaments appeared very wonderful. Report. To support the word adbhutam, meaning wonderful, the decorations and opulences of the newborn child are fully described, as confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita 530, Bharavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam. The hue of the Lord's beautiful form resembles the blackish color of dense clouds. Asita means blackish and Ambuda means cloud. It is clear from the word Chaturbhujam that Krishna first appeared with four hands as Lord Vishnu. No ordinary child in human society has ever been born with four hands. And when is a child born with fully grown hair? The descent of the Lord, therefore, is completely distinct from the birth of an ordinary child. The Vaidurya gem, which sometimes appears bluish, sometimes yellow, and sometimes red, is available in Vaikuntha Loka. The Lord's helmet and earrings were decorated with this particular gem. Om Agyanity Mirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Ugam Karoti Vachalam Pankam Langayate Grim Yatkipatam Hamvande Sri Gurum Dinatarnam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramanada Madhavam. So we've been reading here this wonderful descriptions of the appearance of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada very nicely makes this point of wonderful. Sometimes we hear people talk. There are so many comments that God is like this, God is like that, God is great. But how is he great? That's another question. This is further described by Lord Brahma in the Brahma Sanghita. Srila Prabhupada very nicely quotes from 530, but also in 532 there's a very nice verse given by Lord Brahma in which he describes the greatness of God. It's a very nice verse, so I'll read a little bit of it. Or is it 434? 433, I'm sorry. Everyone knows this verse, but we'll just read the translation. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but obtainable by pure unalloyed devotion of the soul who is without a second, who is not subject to decay, is without a beginning, whose form is endless, who is the beginning and the eternal Purusha, yet he is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth. And the purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta very nicely makes point that though he, or the Lord, indulges in exhibiting the pastimes of births, etc., still he is without a beginning. Though he disappears after the pastimes of his appearance, still he is eternal. Though without origin, yet he is with an origin in his pastime of appearance. And although eternal in essence, he is still a person in the full bloom of youth. The sum and substance of it is that though he possesses diverse and apparently mutually contradictory qualities, still they are in universal harmonious concordance by dint of his unthinkable potency. So, God is great, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is pointing out here. But how he's great is that although there's apparent contradictions in him, still they're mutually or universally harmonious. Because again, sometimes people, there may be some opinion how God can create this creation, and he's everywhere. How he's everywhere is really not described. How is it that God can be in the atom? He can be throughout the creation. He can be in the heart of all living beings, and yet he has these wonderful, wonderful pastimes in with unlimited forms. So again, someone may say God is great, but how is he great? How is he that he just created this material world and it goes through its seasons in a very systematic way? But how these things are working and how he's exhibiting himself really defines his greatness. How he can appear in so many wonderful forms, even as a small child, as we're going to be reading here in the coming verses, how the Lord appeared in such a beautiful form. Srila Prabhupada makes point again how wonderful Krishna is. That as a, and this is, there's a very nice chapter in the Krishna book. I believe it's chapter 26. It's entitled Wonderful Krishna, in which the residents of Vrindavan are speaking with Nanda Maharaj, and they're discussing the wonderful activities of Lord Krishna. How is it that as a small child, as a newborn, he could kill the Putana witch? How as a one-year-old he could kill the Trinavarta demon? How how he could later on lift Govardhan as a seven-year-old? How are these things going on? And the whole chapter focuses on these wonderful, wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna. So, to understand that, one has to be qualified, as we were reading in the previous chapter, how this knowledge, this information, was given to Lord Brahma, and how actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj makes that point also, that the, what was it, the, I written down a very nice comment by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, in which he describes that that the form of Krishna, because Lord Brahma was experiencing this after having performed austerity. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj Prabhupada points out the form of Krishna is not a fanciful creation of imagination formed after visualizing the beautiful things of the world. What Brahma saw in his ecstatic trance of pure devotion is being described. In other words, these descriptions that we're hearing from Srila Prabhupada and from the Acharyas and the first-hand experience of Lord Brahma are not just some fanciful creation. God is wonderful, and that's it. No. But these wonderful descriptions given here are a result of developing the proper mentality to advance in devotional life, namely humility. In all humility, Lord Brahma engaged in his austerities, and his approach to the personality of Godhead, which is a very important instruction for anyone desiring to advance in spiritual life, that requires humility. In other words, it's not by our own plan. You know, I have a plan that this is what I'm going to do, and this is the way I want to perform my devotional service. So be it. If it's not that way, then I'll see you later. That's not the process. But one has to follow the instructions of the authorities, the predecessor charges, and according to the Shastra. Yakshastra vidin usi jab vartate kamakarata na asa sidima vapnoti na sukam na param gatim. So, Brahma's realizations, as we're hearing, are not the, or neither of Vasudev's, are not the result of just doing something whimsically. But it's according to the prescribed method given by those who have realized it. Otherwise, again, nasa siddhim avapnoti, there's no perfection. Nasukam, there's no happiness. Neither the supreme destination. In other words, the result will not be achieved. We can concoct so many ideas in how to serve God and how to engage in spiritual life. But unless it's according to a bona fide authority, a bona fide meaning a disciplic succession, according to the Shastras, according to the spiritual master, according to the sadhus, right? We talk about this all the time, guru, sadhu, and shastra. So unless it's according to the prescribed method, the result is not achieved. It's a serious cooking going on. I think we're going to be having something fried this morning. So, these descriptions of how wonderful Krishna is and how great God is, they need to be received from realized authorities. How to engage in devotional service, unless we're something special, has to be according to the prescribed method as given to us by our spiritual authorities. Srila Prabhupada points out here he further comments on how wonderful Krishna is, pointing out that the decorations and opulences of the newborn child are fully described. That Krishna's form, Barhava Tamasamasitam Buddha Sundarangam, this blackish form, this bluish blackish form, is supremely attractive. And Srila Prabhupada points out that it's not the blackness that we find in this material world, but it's a transcendental hue that is supremely attractive. Actually, Gargarishi, he comments to the residents of Vrindavan that anyone who becomes attracted to this bluish child, one will never be defeated by one's enemies. So it's not an ordinary appearance, or it's not just some ordinary birth or appearance, for that matter. As Srila Prabhupada points out here, that when Krishna first appeared, he appeared with four hands. No ordinary child in human society has ever been born with four hands, that we know of anyway. Maybe there's some with three, but no one with four. That's for sure. And when a child is born, what child is born there with fully grown hair? There may be some scraggly there, something that looks like some strings. And generally the child comes out looking, sometimes it's even bluish until it's slapped. And then the air starts circulating, and then the color comes into the into the child. I have experience of that. I remember when my daughter was born, she was a little bit bluish in hue, and then when the doctor gave her a little tap and she started breathing, and the hue changed. But what child is born with such wonderful decorations? Again, generally, it looks like a little shriveled up raisin, and in great anxiety. In this case, the Lord is when He appeared, He came with all of His regalia. Everything is there. His beautiful dress, Vaidurya gem, of course, four arms decorated with bangles and wonderful peacock feather. Who can compare? This is how we understand that God is wonderful. That when He appears in this world, it's in a supremely transcendental way. And it's not understood just by the Vedas. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj points out that it's not by just Vedic understanding. Unless that understanding is infused with the chit potency, mixed with the ananda, it's not revealed. The full, in other words, unless one develops this mood of devotion, this attitude of love and devotion toward the personality of God, it's not possible that one can understand the wonderful a form of the Lord or the greatness of God. It's not possible. Certainly here, the residents, as we heard the other day very nicely, Srila Prabhupada was pointing out how Vasudeva, Devaki, they were all not ordinary personalities. So to comprehend the greatness of God is not just for ordinary persons, ordinary conversation. One has to be qualified, and otherwise, there's no question of understanding how wonderful God is, that He can come into this world, He can engage in so many wonderful pastimes, He can expand Himself into so many wonderful forms, and descend at, in so many time periods. It's, as Srila Prabhupada points out here, completely distinct from anything ordinary in this material creation. So, again, to understand this, one has to be, one has to develop the proper attitude. And when that attitude is there, then Krishna reveals Himself. So, and are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
All the different species, because in the seventh canto, I think, if not elsewhere, it was mentioned that Krishna incarnates in all the different species of life. So when he, including the insects, trees, the whole works. So when he appears in those species, is he doing it for the benefit of those species? Or is it for the benefit of the human species? Or what?
Of those species, Srila Prabhupada points out. It's for the benefit of those species. Of course, anyone can benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can benefit from it if they're qualified to see how the Lord is coming and enacting His particular pastime. But it's for the benefit of those living entities who are in that form. For the benefit of certain ants. For the benefit of certain worms.
Trees?
Certain trees. There's living entities. There's a living entity within that tree. And they're somehow or other benefiting by the Lord appearing amongst them. That's what I understand. Any other comments on that?
Pretty inconceivable, but ecstatic.
Just see how Krishna is the friend of all living beings. Sudita Sarvadehino. Krishna is the friend of all living beings. That He appears in all species of life for the benefit of all living beings. So we may... we may see it, or the highly advanced devotees may see how the Lord is appearing in these different species and how He's benefiting them, and or we may not. But
would you think the interaction between Lord Krishna or whatever, you know, what we would just say the interaction is one of something similar to how Lord Chaitanya interacted with the animals in the forest of Jarikanda. In other words, he wasn't preaching to them. He basically just gave him a lot of mercy because, you know, the elephants were chanting Hare Krishna and the tigers and the deer were kissing each other. I mean, there was no preaching. It was just like...
Krishna was in the heart. Chaitanya Guru, Krishna in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna in the heart was communicating to them. Krishna was communicating through their hearts. Heart to heart, right? Just like he was transferring himself from Vasudev to Devaki, heart to heart.
That's a lot of mercy.
A lot of mercy. You had a comment, Satchitanai?
Yeah, I was just remembering in the Krishna book, when Lord Krishna and Balaram were walking together, and suddenly at one point, Lord Krishna, he started glorifying a beautiful tree that was there. And he said, these trees are compared to kshatriyas. And he said, kshatriyas are by nature, you know, givers. They want to give charity. So he says, from the tree, what do you get? You know, shade, fruit, and...
Shelter.
Shelter. And you get, you know, like even medicinal things. So that reciprocation is there. He was appreciating and showing us that how merciful are other living entities. And is making us aware that how valuable they are. And we human beings have to see that in every species. So I just thought I can mention that.
Hmm. Nice. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.